This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We open up the show talking about the Caps' loss in Game 1 to the Hurricanes. We will talk to Joe Beninati coming up in an hour, the voice of the Caps from Monumental Sports Network. Mike Rizzo jumps on at 9. That's the Nats GM. And then Brent Johnson joins us at 9:25. Real quickly, I just saw the story. What's going on with our fighter jets that are just falling off of aircraft carriers into the ocean?
Those are, I think, $60 to $80 million a piece. I think it's an FA-18 Hornet. $60 to $80 million price tag.
How did it fall off the ship?
I think whatever catches it when it lands, because obviously the aircraft carrier, the runway isn't long. They have to have some sort of cable or apparatus to stop the plane. I guess it malfunctioned and it just kept going. And luckily the pilots were able to eject safely. I think they were injured slightly, but they survived.
Wow. They don't have a lot of time to do it.
And then I think two weeks ago, an aircraft carrier had to pull off some evasive maneuvers. And I guess by all the zigzagging, one of the planes fell off and just sank to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, it was 8 days ago.
Yeah.
This one was just being towed.
Okay.
Towed in the hangar bay when the crew lost control of the aircraft and it just tumbled off the side.
I mean, that's an expensive mistake.
Yes, it is.
Along with the tow truck.
By the way, doesn't it seem like it'd be they call it a failed arrestment where you miss the wire?
Right.
Doesn't that seem like you would miss that a lot? It seems like a rinky-dink operation.
Trust me,
when they snatch those
I don't
things.
Have the answer to come up with a better way to stop the aircraft from going off the runway.
It seems awfully dicey.
But there has to be a better way.
Is it human error or is it mechanical error?
I probably don't know. It sounds like it's a combination of the two.
Yeah. $80 million loss.
You know
so
what?
So the Red Sea has two fighter jets.
You paid for it.
To the bottom.
He paid for it. Heavy Metal Chris.
Everybody paid for it.
All of us paid for it.
Correct.
That's on our bill. It's just on our bill.
I'm just glad.
Cost of doing business, I guess.
Thank God nobody died.
Glad people survived. But, I mean, that's like 120 milli gone in the blink of an eye.
But we always talk about the slam dunk here at Reagan National Airport, that they say that is a short runway slam dunk. Imagine what it is like to land on an aircraft carrier. Tom Cruise makes it look easy in Top Gun.
Again, that's Hollywood, so of course it's made to look easy. That's got to be dicey. Hats off to those dudes that are doing that.
Seems butt dicey, however they pull that off.
Speaking of movies, I never saw Conclave, but that's what's happening right now, right?
Drab's very excited about the Conclave over the
Where are they in the process right now?
I think it's starting today, right? Okay. It's just starting today.
Today or tomorrow?
And the conclave, they all put in their silent votes, pretty much. Is that how they
do it? I've seen the movie. I can't tell you how it operates.
Do the cardinals or bishops, do they lobby for themselves? Is it like a campaign?
No, you wouldn't typically not lobby for yourself. There's like 230 cardinals. All the ones under age 80 get to vote. I think there's like 150 of them or something like that.
Once you hit 80,
they all write a name on a card and they drop it in a box.
A box, and then you have the top guy,
okay,
the dean,
the deanster.
Yeah, and then it'll take a couple days.
Yeah, draft knows how it all works.
Two thirds majority.
Another thing I saw was, and I think this has to do with baby boomers retiring, but in certain parts of the country, like Philadelphia, there are companies recruiting high school juniors and offering them close to $70,000 a year because they need welders in certain trades. So they're going to like shop classes and being like, hey, we'll give you 70 grand. We need people to work.
Hold on. So they're coming into like a high school, like machine shop class and recruiting.
Yes.
I guess
because there's a shortage of such workers. If you could get 70 grand in high school.
Oh, you'd leave immediately. You'd ditch college and go into the trade.
Especially if you were smart and you started putting away money and it just started compounding. Like people could do the math. I've seen the math on a doctor or even lawyers versus somebody that gets into the trades when they're like 18, 19, if they put away money.
Right.
That's a big if.
No, that's the problem. That's the problem. If people start making money, first thing most people do is they spend it a little bit.
Yeah, but if you start socking it away at 18 or 19, the power of the compounding interest.
That's great. I understand. But to make a significant impact and like save the vast majority of your money, few people do that. Very few people do that. What's going on?
We have breaking news.
Oh, he centered around a third rounder and a late round pick swap. So the wide receiver George Pickens leaving the Steelers, headed down to Dallas. That deal should be official soon. Ian Rappaport is reporting that. That is breaking news this morning. Steelers and Cowboys trading away wide receiver George Pickens.
Interesting.
Wow, Brian Schottenheimer. Good luck corralling George Pickens. I mean, he's just a weird, volatile guy.
Yes. Hell of a talent, but just psychotic.
I think he's in the last year of his contract, correct?
I don't know that.
I think that's correct. This is probably the last year of his rookie deal.
When Metcalf was traded from Seattle to Pittsburgh, you were thinking, okay, look, they don't have a quarterback, but they've got two legit receivers.
Yeah.
Now they lose one of those receivers.
And look, I understand not wanting to.
And now Dallas has two legit receivers.
I understand not wanting to pay George Pickens. I get that. Because, look, are you going to give George Pickens $25, $28, $30 million a season? I mean, maybe he doesn't make quite that amount of money, but you got to pay him a lot.
Sure.
And I guess Pittsburgh just looked at that and said, we're not interested in that long term. But now they're kind of back to square one. Like, you went out and got DK Metcalf, I thought, to pair along with George Pickens. So you have some legitimate outside threats.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got basically one. And I know they drafted, I think, Roman Wilson relatively high last year. He didn't really do much.
Right. He was in the third round.
So
they signed Robert Woods in free agency. He's just okay.
Kind of a peculiar move, but I understand it from Dallas's, you know, outlook is that they need help for CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
So they're willing, I guess, to roll the dice on a sketchy guy like George Pickens.
What's crazy is they traded for Jonathan Mingo, who's
Well, they overpaid for
nobody.
Him.
They completely overpaid. They gave a fourth round pick for Mingo, only have to give up a third rounder for Pickens. So yeah, they've got a really talented wide receiver tandem there, and they get Dak Prescott back. So look, they're making a bid to get back in the mix. Two seasons ago, the Cowboys. Did they win the division two seasons ago? I believe so.
Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But just makes it more interesting because it's in Washington's division, so now they're going to have to face CD and Pickens twice a year, at least for this year. So they're going to put the challenge on those corners, those defensive backs, including Marshawn Lattimore, when they play them. So interesting. Very interesting trade there.
And they just did it for a second-round pick? Is that what they're saying, potentially?
I missed
What I'm reading is
Rappaport said third rounder and a late pick swap.
Okay.
If you get a rap sheet, it says the Cowboys and Steelers have a deal in place on a trade of George Pickens, and it's expected to be centered around a third rounder and a late round pick swap. Pickens headed to Dallas.
Okay, so basically a third
rounder. Dallas did not win the division in 2022. That was the Eagles.
And Pickens has 1 year.
The Cowboys were 12-5.
They had a great year, but they finished second. Okay.
Pickens with 1 year left on his rookie deal is making, he counts $4.1 million against the cap. I mean, it's nothing in today's modern NFL, but are the Cowboys willing to extend him to a long-term deal? You would think they would if they're giving up that sort of compensation.
Probably, yeah.
But they did win it in 2023. So the Cowboys in 2022, 12-5, didn't win the division. 2023, 12-5, did win the division over the Eagles.
And then of course, last year,
Eagles win the division.
Right, because no one wins back-to-back divisions.
Right, in the NFC East.
But again, Pittsburgh, okay, they get rid of one of their offensive threats, but they still have a huge question mark where?
At quarterback.
And who knows who that's going to be.
I mean, they're still assuming that Aaron Rodgers is going to come.
I mean,
can the guy make a decision already? Is he just
maybe
gonna,
he's just
he going to wait till training camp?
I read somewhere, I think it was even just yesterday, they were like, yeah, he's basically got a handshake deal with Tomlin. He's going to take his time and do what he needs to do.
Maybe they have a wink-wink deal.
And as he said, he said publicly, look, I'm 41 and I'm a different stage of my life. And then he alluded to maybe some in his circle might be sick or something. They're dealing with some challenges.
So maybe he's dealing with some personal stuff.
So he said, yeah. And then when he's ready, he's going to come. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to do what Aaron Rodgers wants to do.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that he's going to come in and play.
Let's tackle the NFC East here. All right. Eagles are the reigning champions, Super Bowl champions, division champions. We know the Commanders. But are you worried that the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys are closing the gap? Everybody praised the Giants draft. Now, they draft Abdul Carter. He's going to join a defensive line that already has Thibodeau and Burns. So a lot of people are saying that's going to be potentially one of the best defensive lines in all of football. Mm-hmm. Their second pick was Dart. Dart's not expected to play, but they did bring in Russell Wilson. Could they be a team that sneaks up on everybody in the division? And now you got the Cowboys, who a lot of people like their draft too. Now, their draft wasn't sexy. Their first round pick was a guard.
Mm-hmm.
But people seem to like their draft. Now they add what was their biggest need, a wide receiver to pair with CeeDee Lamb. Are you worried that the Giants and Cowboys are catching up in the division? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
I might worry slightly more about Dallas than the Giants. I'm not really worried about the Giants. I still think they're a ways away. They need to add, I think, another draft or two to get on the level of the Eagles or the Commanders to compete talent-wise.
Yeah,
I don't consider them in the same range as the Commanders and Eagles, obviously.
I just don't have any faith in their quarterback situation for this year. Because if it's Russell Wilson, okay, we kind of know what to expect from Russell Wilson.
Right.
He clearly is on the downside. And if he's failing, it's either going to be Jameis Winston, who loves to throw the ball to the other team all the time, or a rookie. So I don't feel – I'm with you. I mean, yes, they got better on defense because they added Carter, but I don't feel like they're closing the gap because I think Washington got better. So I don't know how you close the gap when Washington got better.
And the Eagles probably got better.
Sure. I mean, they're the class of the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, it all comes down to how healthy Dak is. And he hasn't been healthy in two of the last 3 years.
Well, that's true. But I always fear Dallas just because they have Micah Parsons. Now, I think we split with him last year. Excuse me, but I think he's such a game wrecker that I always will fear Dallas. I mean, I have a healthy respect for Dallas as long as Micah Parsons is on the other side of the football.
I mean, the Giants currently are 5.5 wins in Vegas, and the Cowboys are 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take those teams that seriously. I don't really consider either one a playoff contender.
No, weren't the Commanders at 6.5 last year?
Yes.
But they have Jaden Daniels.
But
he's
now, what are they now?
Expected.
What are they now? 9.5, 10.5?
I think they're 9.5.
Yeah,
9.5.
So the way you the way I would look at it, look, do I think that we could still sweep the Giants? Yes. Do I think that we could split with Dallas again?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
So I'm not that worried about those two organizations.
Look, they're divisional.
Obviously, the one you're trying to catch is Philly.
I would say the Giants definitely got better offensively because they did improve their quarterback situation, in my opinion. Not by much, but I'm just not a Daniel Jones guy.
Well,
but they added,
who is?
Right. But they added some other pieces. So, okay, maybe they're slightly better by a couple wins. Right.
They might be a 5 or 6, possibly. But Washington got
better. I also think we're better.
I agree. Maybe not by a couple wins because it's hard to get you know, 14 wins.
Right. No, but on paper,
but
we're better.
On paper, they're better.
Yeah. But the Giants, all right, you can disrespect Russell Wilson, but he's an upgrade over what they've had.
True.
All right. They draft Scataboo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a 3rd or 4th round pick later on.
Not that worried about him.
Well, their offense should be better, and their defense should be better. Like, their personnel is much better than it was.
But again, to me, it's all about matchups. And so I feel like we'll be fine against them. And if they could find a way to win 10, 11 games or something, or pull off some 180 season, you know, more power to them. I couldn't care less. I think we'll match up fine with them, though.
I don't see any scenario where either the Cowboys or the Giants even flirt with double-digit wins. I think that's called utopia for those
teams. I think it could happen easily for the Cowboys. They were 12-5, 12-5 last year down year.
Yeah.
When Dak was hurt.
Yeah.
He played about half the games.
Yeah. I could see Dallas getting to 10 wins. Giants, probably not. I could see Dallas getting to 10 wins.
And I'll just always pick us to split with Dallas at this point.
Because it always happens.
Man,
doesn't even matter who the quarterback is.
No, I mean, it was Micah Parsons.
It was Cooper Rush last year.
Tremendous respect for.
Wasn't it Cooper Rush when they came in here?
I believe
The special teams was awful, but
yeah.
And then they missed the extra point.
Cooper Rush actually signed a nice deal to back up Lamar, right? He's the backup in Baltimore now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people are sleeping a little bit on the Giants defense. I mean, they made their first two picks on defense.
Yeah.
I'm just reading here that says they're going to have one of the best front sevens in the NFL next year. I mean, they're changing their identity, and they know that with Jaden and Jalen in that division, they got to dominate the front defensive line.
Look, if that defense can hold teams to like 17 points per game and keep them in games, maybe they're way better than expected. I just don't see it. I don't see a fading Russell Wilson leading that team to 8, 9, or 10 wins.
I think they're going to be competitive. I think they'll be around there.
Probably. I think you're right. I think they'll be competitive. I don't see them winning 10 games. I mean, I could see them winning 6 or 7, but I don't see them competing for the division just based on the quarterback play. And eventually, you might see Jackson Dart because they drafted him the first round. And if Russell Wilson's struggling, and then, you know,
I think you're going to see Jackson
you
might Dart. See,
season goes sideways, why wouldn't you, like, see what the rookie has.
If they start the first couple months, you know, 2-6 or 3-5, they might say, all right, let's throw in the rookie.
I agree with that.
And see what he's got. But I think they'll be better, no doubt.
800-636-1067. Are you impressed by what the Cowboys did? Trading for George Pickens to pair him with C.D. Lamb.
Seems like they got him for nothing.
That the Cowboys might be creeping up in the division. Or are you more worried about the Giants, who are going to have this imposing defense with Abdul Carter joining the likes of Kayvon Thibodeau and Burns and all their additions defensively with Russell Wilson at quarterback? Are the cellar dwellers catching up in the division to the Commanders and Eagles? 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on the Junkies.
All right. Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the breaking news of George Pickens, receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, heading to Dallas to join CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys, we're kicking around the NFC East and whether the cellar dwellers, the Cowboys and the Giants, are catching up to the Commanders and Eagles in the division. Just to fill you in on the two teams specifically and what they did in the offseason, the Giants finished 6-11 last year. So they were actually 3-14 last year. Right? They were terrible.
Had the third pick.
At quarterback, they obviously added Russell Wilson, also Jameis Winston, and drafted Jackson Dart. Their defense, they drafted Abdul Carter. They signed a safety, Javon Holland, who was with Miami. They brought in a corner from New Orleans, Paul Sanadibo.
Mm-hmm.
Their defensive line will now include Kayvon Thibodeau, mm-hmm. Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, and Dexter Lawrence.
That's a pretty good defensive line. Yeah. That's a pretty solid front four.
Offensively, the quarterback is the biggest thing, but they also drafted Cam Scataboo.
Mm-hmm.
Big, bruising running back who had a great collegiate career.
And Tyrone Tracy was pretty good last year in that backfield for a bad team, but he performed pretty well.
The Cowboys finished 7-10. Their biggest upgrade is Dak Prescott is going to be back.
Right.
Now, will he remain healthy all year? He's had problems staying healthy. They drafted a Zach Martin replacement and Tyler Booker in the first round. They got the edge rusher who a lot of
Commanders fans
were interested in, Ezeraku.
From BC, yep.
They also got Dante Fowler, right?
Added a guy who was
the biggest pass rush threat here in Washington.
Yep.
Now he's with the Cowboys. And then if you look at the rest of their moves, nothing really stands out except for Pickens. They brought in like Miles Sanders. Feel like he's done, the running back.
Oh, yeah, Miles Sanders.
He's good with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 years ago.
He's look up washed.
Right.
Miles Sanders' face.
Well, they drafted Jaden Blue out of Texas. Now, he was a fifth rounder, but I assume he'll be the backup to Javonte Williams because they brought Javonte Williams in from Denver.
Yeah. They've got a little bit of a mess in their backfield.
I mean, they got couple of okay. I mean, Blue might be a spark, but look, Washington has kind of a mess in the backfield too.
Understood.
Right?
Like Rico Dowdle was pretty good for them last year, and they just let him walk and sign with Carolina mm-hmm. in the offseason. So I guess they didn't really value him.
But like you said, I mean, they improved their offense, their passing offense dramatically, adding Pickens.
And, oh, yeah. I mean, and, Pickens is the number one.
And Ferguson, so tight end, there. Ferguson so, a tight end, if he's healthy, is a good complementary weapon.
Sure.
Look, if they flip two games, they're 9-8.
Right.
They were 7-10 a year ago. 800-636-1067, a bunch of people want to weigh in. Let's go to the phones.
All right. Let's go to Dominic. Calling from Tampa.
Hey, Dominic.
Hey, Dominic. What's up, bud?
How we doing, Junks?
Hey, Dominic. Doing great.
Yeah, so just to answer your question, absolutely not. I feel that this is still a two-team race between us and Philadelphia. Why? Because we have what I think the other two teams don't have, and that's a legit quarterback. I don't buy at all Russell Wilson anymore. This is not 2012. Dak Prescott is a year older. He can't stay healthy, and he's Dak Prescott, and he plays for the Cowboys, and we know how that works out every season. This is Jaden Daniels versus Jalen Hurts for the next 5-10 years, you know, in my opinion. And I think I'm going to give the slight edge to Washington because I think personally they got even better than what they were last year.
I respect your opinion. I just think you're disrespecting Dak Prescott. In 2023, he finished with 36 touchdowns with only 9 interceptions. I believe he was second in the MVP. They finished 12-5. Last year was a dud year. He only played in 8 games. They finished 7-10. He wasn't playing particularly well in the games that he played. He was throwing more interceptions, but he's not that far removed from 36 touchdowns with only 9 picks.
Yeah, but is he that guy, or is he the guy the year before had 23 touchdowns and 15 picks? So which Dak Prescott are we getting?
That year they finished 12-5 as well.
No, the year before they were 8-4. Or 8-4 in the games he started.
Yeah, but they finished 12-5 back-to-back seasons.
I don't believe in the Cowboys.
All right, thank you.
I would say this.
Thank you, Dominic.
I don't have a lot of faith in them.
I would say this. I would agree that Jaden Daniels is better than those two players.
Right.
Okay, I would agree with that. But there's other aspects to a football game than just the quarterback.
True.
And teams can get better in other aspects of their roster, where we assume that the Giants and the Cowboys have. And we just talked about the Giants or the Cowboys picking up Pickens, so they got much better offensively because of that. And look, Dallas played a backup quarterback here against Washington, and Daniels didn't have a great game.
Nope,
he didn't have a great game
until late.
Not until late. I mean, he was getting sacked. I think he had a turnover, maybe multiple.
Mike Parsons, game changer.
And then they had the special teams gaffes.
They had 9 points with 4 minutes left in the game.
Yes. I was at the game, and I left after the third quarter.
And then there was this explosion at the end.
So there are other aspects to an NFL game. So just because you have the one better player at quarterback, and that's a big deal, but doesn't mean you're going to win those games.
No, but I think the larger point is oftentimes you look at it and you bet on the better quarterback.
True.
Right.
But I would have done that in that game here when they were facing Cooper Rush.
Right. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Brian.
I'll never forget that kick return, by the way.
Yeah, right.
God, that was annoying.
Kevontae Turpin?
Yeah.
He fumbled it.
Yeah.
Went through his legs. Did spin move.
Then he did that freaking spin move.
Then he just took off.
He looked like a lacrosse kid at X, didn't he, Cakes? Changing direction.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
Then you had the crazy pass to McLaurin where they just want to tackle.
They just didn't
tackle. They just want to tackle him inbounds.
Right.
And pretty much the clock would go
and he scores. Yeah. And then they missed the extra point.
Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. What's up?
And then the onside kick returned.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you guys. The previous caller, I totally disagree with him discrediting Dak Prescott. The Giants got much better. They were one play away from beating us last year. One first down, to be honest with you. And so I think the Giants upgraded. I don't understand where we sleeping on Dallas because 6-8, I think they're what? 7-6-1 in the last 7 to 8 games against us, something like that. And like you said, Dak was MVP candidate last year. So we chasing Philly, but we can't assume that or sleep on Dallas because you give Micah Parsons the utmost respect.
Right.
And as long as he's on that field and what the Giants has done with that front seven, and they upgraded their quarterback, they do have a legitimate receiver. And I, if I'm not mistaken, I think last year, the Giants, I think Malik Nabers
had, what, 12 or 13 balls against us last year?
And he dropped a big one at the end.
Yeah, he was
And he dropped a big one at the end. Yeah. We can't assume, because we had one great season, that we have just put these both of these teams to bed. Because we have it. And they upgraded this year.
Right.
So
don't you think we did a little bit too,
though? I like our chances, no question about it.
Yeah.
But Dallas had – they did won 36 games the previous 3 years with a quarterback that was in the MVP running. So let's not go to bed.
In your two games
right,
against Washington –
I appreciate the call. Thank you, Brian.
Malik Nabers had 19 catches for 186 yards and one touchdown.
I mean,
first game,
if Dak Prescott stays healthy for the entire year, I know that's a big if.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make the playoffs. Anybody want to take that bet?
Nope.
If he's,
they're going to make. There'll be at least a wild card.
So does that mean there's going to be three teams from the NFC East?
How much are we betting?
Possibly. What I mean, I don't know. $5.
I have to stay on my anti-Cowboys bandwagon. So, yeah, I'll take
Chris, you got to write that down because Valdez isn't here. He usually puts in his book.
Can you find a bet book somewhere,
Chris?
We
can remember it. It's all good.
I don't think the Giants have a prayer of making the playoffs, but that's just my opinion. I think Dallas, because of who they added, and they've got a much better quarterback situation. Well, if he stays healthy.
I got to test you, though.
What?
If Jaden stays healthy, do you bet the Commanders will be in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Do we have a games miss caveat? What's the threshold for Dak? What do you consider, like 15 games? Or does it have to be all 17
games? No, he's
got to
stay healthy. Now, he could sit out a game because the game doesn't mean anything, but he's got to stay healthy for the entire year.
Like, what exactly does that mean? I need exact parameters.
I think 15 games is fair.
Okay, 15.
All right, fine. If he starts 15 games, the bet is still valid.
Okay.
Anything less invalidates the bet.
That's fine. Chris, you got to write that down, buddy. Chris back there.
Yeah, he's back there. Well, you can't turn your neck.
I didn't know who was back there.
Still thrown by him. It's been a while that piece of foam that's sticking out of his headphones.
And he's got a brand new pair that he's waiting.
Yeah, but
you know what? I mean, when you die, we're going to bury you with your new headphones you never opened.
Like, now is the time. I mean, look at that monstrosity on your
ear.
He's
got green foam sticking beyond
the headphones.
He's got
a brand new pair of headphones that he doesn't want to open.
How long has he been sitting on the brand new pair?
10 years.
This is unbelievable.
Here's the brand new pair.
Okay, yeah.
Bose. I don't know. They were a couple $100 probably.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. They don't have the foam inserts.
Okay.
In so the they're interior. Not as comfortable?
They don't, well, they're not as comfortable, but they don't sound as good.
Really?
Yeah. They don't sound
those
as good.
So maybe sound good with
these
the foam
still sound
out?
Better than these.
Hmm. Really? So you should sell those.
No, because eventually these are going to completely break and the foam's going to fall out. So I'm going to have to go back to these. But I'm just telling you, these are, even though they're newer, this foam doesn't sound as good as these.
Right. I buy $10 headphones. Mine sound horrible.
But eventually I'll have to use these.
Yep.
And you have to put a battery in there all the time. Isn't that a pain in the ass?
No, there's a plug-in. It can be plugged in.
Do you charge yours?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Well, you can charge it, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not doing the battery bit anymore?
No.
Really? You just started charging?
Oh, no. I got batteries. Yeah, I'm sorry. These have batteries, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I can charge it on my computer and
all right.
Just plug it in.
All right.
Hey, he's just doing him.
I'm just trying to get through life.
He's going to run those right straight into the ground.
I'm just trying to get through life myself.
Hey, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle,
old headphones. Will they take headphones?
I guess you can donate to the Purple Heart Foundation.
Okay, good.
They can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating cars easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt. And veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
Welcome. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7. The Fan still to come. We've got Joe Beninati joining us at 8 o'clock to break down game one of the Caps series with the Hurricanes, which they lost 2-1 in overtime last night. Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, president of baseball ops, jumps on at 9. And we've got Brent Johnson, the former goalie with the Caps, now an analyst on Monumental Sports Network. He'll join us at 9:25. We wanted to touch on the Caps a little here. Our Caps discussion presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Bish Bucks with a little breakdown.
Whoa. Well, I was just kind of, you know, we were kind of talking about how bad the Caps were last night in terms of shot attempts, shots on goal.
Puck possession
all time, those things, yeah. All of that, right? And they were just outclassed. Mm-hmm. Even though the game went in overtime, it was 2-1. It was because Logan Thompson was really, really good and kept them in the game. But in the four games that they played in the regular season, now they split, okay? And I just kind of went through each box score in the team stats to kind of look to see how those games were played, because Eric was saying, well, maybe they stole those two games. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's why I went into each game.
Right.
Every single game, the Carolina Hurricanes outshot the Caps.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's their MO.
Okay. So I guess I'm kind of surprised by that. I figured in one of those games, maybe the Caps were just better offensively.
No, we're not going to outshoot them.
They outshot the Caps in all of those games. The one thing the Caps did was they out-hit the Carolina Hurricanes in the majority of those games, if not all four.
Mm-hmm. And that did not happen last night.
Did not happen
last
night.
The Canes out-hit the Caps, I believe it was 44-31 last night.
Right. Mm-hmm. In one of these games, this was a game played in December, there were 33 total penalties.
Right.
33. The Carolina Hurricanes had 8 power plays.
I think there were over 100 penalty minutes just in the third period.
It was a complete disaster, that game.
Wild.
That's something you rarely see.
Mm-hmm.
33 total penalties. All right, so they lost that game because the Hurricanes had 8 power plays, and they scored, I think, on 4 of them. The one game I thought that the Caps outplayed them, they won 3-1. Lindgren was actually in goal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing. Logan Thompson was only in one of the four games.
He got knocked out of one of them. That was where he basically didn't play again until he showed up in the playoffs.
Right. That was April 2nd,
I believe. Toward the end of the season.
Yeah. So it was basically Lindgren against the Hurricanes
right.
for most of the year. But the one thing that you'll notice is the, and I'm guessing puck possession was weighted to Carolina mm-hmm. in most of these games. The Carolina Hurricanes outshot the Caps in all of those games.
Right.
And that's probably going to happen again tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be different throughout the series.
So when all of these analysts said, you know what, the Carolina Hurricanes are just better at what they do than mm-hmm. what the Caps do, you can kind of see it if you look at all of the five games played.
Right.
So are you less optimistic now after you look through that?
Again, it comes down to tomorrow. I mean, if they win tomorrow, it's probably a toss-up. But
they can win tomorrow, and it's still going to be a freaking grind and a nightmare.
Of course.
Well, it's playoff hockey.
But I'm sure Carolina. I'm sure Carolina's probably feeling the same way.
I just think it's a bad matchup. I decided already to watch them one period. You know, I mean, one period at home, two periods on my phone.
Something else that needs to improve, and again, it might not because Carolina had the top-ranked penalty kill in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina just casually brings the puck in on their power play. They set it up. It's so crisp.
They make it look easy.
The puck's just moving around so easily. The Caps just to even get it past the blue line is like, it just seems like an immense struggle.
Yeah.
And then once it's past the blue line, there's no real semblance, at least in the first game, of just any sort of crisp passing, getting the puck to the open guy. Like, it's just those guys are all over the Caps.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything like it,
like,
actually.
Carberry's got to find, he's got to find a way to just get those guys off of his skill players when we're a man up.
What were the scores in the two losses, Jason? Did you mention that? Or the two wins? Yeah, just give me the scores of each game.
5-1. All right, the two losses were 4-2 and 5-1.
Okay, so they just scored smoked us. Yeah.
The two wins were 3-1 and 5-4. Now, that was a shootout.
Okay.
So you can kind of the shootout, I think, is just kind of a toss-up.
All right, but you played them tough. You got to a shootout.
Yeah, and that was 5-4.
I'm not going to hold that against them.
So and they did score 5 in the shootout.
Yeah.
And then they won 3-1, where they were really good defensively in that game. So 1 out of 4, they were really good.
Uh-huh.
But the other three games, they were eh.
I don't know, man. That was just depressing to watch that.
Also,
night.
for the rest of the series, Logan Thompson basically has to be Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got to play at last night's level. Or better. I mean, I know that's a high bar. The expectations there are super high, but
I'd actually argue you might have to play better.
You may have to. And he was pretty flawless last night. I mean, the only goal he gave up before the overtime goal was just on a horrible turnover that shouldn't have happened.
I don't want to sound like a Hurricanes backer here because I'm not. I want them to lose. I want the Caps to advance. But you can kind of see why Carolina, after last night, mm-hmm. you can kind of see why Carolina is one of the favorites to win the Stanley Cup.
Right. Yeah,
now,
makes sense.
Now, I was listening to somebody on NHL radio yesterday say, out of all of the 8 teams, he wouldn't be surprised if any of the 8 teams won.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's how good those 8 teams are. Mm-hmm. But they did mention Florida and Carolina as the top 2 favorites, and you can kind of see why.
I just looked at our poll. You can vote at Junks Radio. Are you panicking that the Caps are in trouble?
Can I guess?
66% are panicking.
Two-thirds already panicking?
I'm in that boat.
Ready to give up the ship after one game?
You're not ready to give up, but you're panicking.
Biting your fingernails.
I'm borderline giving up. In my head, I'm protecting my heart. Sometimes it's just a bad matchup.
Could be.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that we're bad. It's just bad matchup.
Well, I think, again, if they were playing Florida, if they were playing Toronto, all these teams are really good. They just are.
I'm expecting you to see a different team Thursday night.
I hope you're right.
When it comes to the Caps. I think you're going to see a marked difference.
They're going to make a point, probably get in a fight in the first 5 minutes.
Could be.
They're going to hit them like crazy. I don't know how that makes them skate faster. I don't know how that makes them more effective on a power play.
It doesn't make them skate faster, but it could deter Carolina from their offensive game plan. If you punish them every time they come across the blue line,
they don't look like they're going to wilt.
Well, if you
you're panicking,
on them enough,
I've got
they
faith
might.
In Carberry. Carberry, coach,
he's only
your
so
candidate.
Much he can do.
They were right there.
They were getting smoked the entire game.
They had a lead.
They were still losing.
They had a chance to win if Ryan Leonard converts.
They had a lead in the entire time.
That might be the way the game goes.
They were losing the game.
You know there are styles like that.
I'm just saying.
That doesn't really reflect how the game was being played.
They had a lead, and you felt like we were the most fortunate team in hockey.
Yeah, they had a chance to steal a game they didn't deserve to win.
I don't know how the series will go, but there are all kinds of contests in sports, whether it's boxing, basketball, where that happens. Look, the Nuggets just won game one. They were trailing the entire game until the last sequence.
But
that's sports.
But it's hard to win the majority of the games, which you have to do to advance, the way that they played last night.
We lost in every area.
If
you get outshot like that in the next three games,
it's not just the outshooting.
But they're going to be the counterpuncher. I mean, they talked about it in the broadcast. They're not going to look. Carolina, I believe, led the league in shot attempts. That's what they do. That's right. Their style. They didn't have the best record in the NHL.
Right. That's just one aspect.
They lost tons of games.
They also got out. They outhit us.
Okay, that was a little fluky.
They're faster than we are. It's not even close. Their penalty kill is the best in hockey, and you saw why last night. Their goalie's playing great, too.
Puck possession time is a big stat.
Puck possession, the zone time thing, staggering.
That's a big statistic.
We had it in their zone for like 5 minutes.
I'm not a pessimistic Pete. They could have won that game yesterday.
You know what you are? You're a denial Danny.
Not really.
No. He's taking a measured approach.
All right.
It's a seven-game series.
They can split at home and then just steal one in Carolina.
I've watched sports my whole life.
That's all you need to do.
There are times when there are blowouts and you're like, oh my God, this team's so much better. And the next game, it's completely flipped.
Understood. And certainly, I think in the NFL is that. But in the NFL, it's like you play a different team the next week.
Look, if Carolina comes in Thursday night and waxes the Caps and they're clearly the better team, I'll give them their flowers that they came in and swept us on home ice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them all the praise.
You don't have to give them their flowers. I will do that.
But I think you're going to see a Caps team put up a much tougher fight in game two than you saw.
Why didn't they do it in game one?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for it.
Because it's
impossible for me to believe that those boys weren't motivated, they weren't fired up, you know what I mean? That they weren't properly prepared.
Well, look, I just went through the regular season. They were kind of outplayed in those four games.
Right.
That's my point.
So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Caps were ready to play.
Bad matchup.
But Carolina was just better at what they do last night.
They were.
In everything.
And it comes down to puck possession. Washington has to have the puck more than 15 minutes.
Don't see a scenario where that's
in their zone.
All right, coming up next, Joe Beninati, the voice of the Caps for the Monumental Sports Network, play-by-play guy. He'll join us and give us his take on Caps Canes. Don't go anywhere.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.